I'd just like to say good evening again to those who I may not have already spoken to. At this time, the recording has begun, and I just need for you to let me know if you're still able to hear me okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. As always, I just want to remind you that all the lines are unmuted. If you will, just manually mute your line, and if you have questions throughout the presentation or comments, just make sure, just be feel free to unmute your line and ask questions or make comments at that time. So again, good evening and welcome to Master Builders Logistics Training weekly call held every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Each call session is a progressive step toward the next in building and maintaining your family businesses. And I am your host, Terry, and I thank you for tuning in to tonight's session. If you're attending tonight for the first time, no need to worry about having to catch up from previous sessions. You will be able to review the previous recorded sessions. However, I will share some of the previous sessions with you tonight. Brief disclaimer. This is not an offer for sale of any securities or participation. All participation in this program must be of active participation only, and any others, non-active, will be prohibited from participation in any of the services offered. Your success is totally dependent on your own efforts. No parties of MBL are responsible for your success or your failure. Availability will be based on scheduling and ongoing construction administration by you and your family business. There are no required fees for the training class of Master Builders Logistics Training. We do suggest you seek the advice of an attorney or legal advice, and an accountant for any accounting matters for your business. We are not in the legal or accounting business. We are here only to assist you in getting your business up and running and or maintaining an already established business by providing you tools that will help you along this journey. The main purpose of Master Builders Logistics was created for the family members of men and women who are currently incarcerated or recently released from the criminal justice system. We're able to help you assist builders of homes across America who may be in search of workers, crews for their particular project. Our job is to help you bridge the gap between that worker that's looking for a job and those builders, real estate companies who have projects and need the workers. You're the administrative piece of that, bringing them together. There's two main goals of Master Builders Logistics, and that is to put workers to work, individuals who may not be able to otherwise get employed in a regular establishment because of their current record or skills that may not fit into that particular job they're trying to get into. Second phase is basically reconstructing inner city communities, one house at a time. And basically, if you've been on the calls before, you know what that process looks like, and we'll tap back into it a little bit more later on in the call. But on tonight's call, I do want to give you a refresher on what we discussed last week as far as critical stages and knowing when to contact those landowners, those homeowners, those realtors, those builders, being able to contact them when they need you in the critical stages. So right now, I just want to I'm going to open up the line to a young lady who's been on the call since the beginning of the inception of the show. She's been following the process, and she's been getting instructions and assistance and mentor from Mr. James Webb along this journey. I would like to impose on her to share with us her experience this week. She's been very diligent in working her family business and getting it up and running and moving forward through the steps and all the processes that's been shared. She actually reached out to a builder, and again, she'll share as well, but she also has additional meetings set up with other builders. But she did come back with the responses of that meeting. So rather than me tell you what happened, I want you to hear it firsthand, and I'm going to let her share with you in her own way her experience in her meeting and talking with a potential contractor, I'm sorry, potential contract for her business and speaking with the builder. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Terry. Hey, Ms. Wanda. I'm Sinwan. I had a meeting Thursday with a builder in Raleigh, Mr. Mike Wilson, and he has a small development on the northeast side of Raleigh that I drive past every day taking my daughter to school. So it started where I stopped. I was driving past this development, and I stopped by, started taking pictures, and then I just reached out to him. So as far as my advice with setting a meeting with a builder, you're going to get a yes or a no. I even reached out to Ms. Terry myself, asking for advice as far as this meeting with this with the builder, because I was nervous with it being my first, with me being new to construction and it being my first meeting, I was very nervous. But the day of the meeting, my butterflies just went away as soon as I sat down to meet with the builder as well as his, I guess his counterpartner, who was there, another framer. And as a woman, especially being in a predominantly male industry, it can be, we have to work twice as hard. It was very nerve-wracking to sit across from two men at a meeting. And practically, I feel like I'm on an interview. But what I took from the, and I'll go into detail as far as how the conversation was, but what some things that I took into consideration prior to walking into the meeting was stereotypes. I already knew going in that there were going to be stereotypes that were already, the guys already had. Considering I'm a female, and then I'm an African-American female, I knew that I had to keep it strictly business, so all emotions to the side, and I knew that I had to remain confident. Even if I was nervous, even if I didn't know what I was talking about, I knew that I had to remain confident. Not selling myself, but selling my service as to what I have to offer, my team. As far as the conversation, it's a pretty long conversation. I'm going to just pull it up here. I'm going to pull bits and pieces from it. I also, one other thing I did prior to the meeting, I sort of researched the owner. I wanted to not only sell my team and my service to the owner, but I sort of wanted to impress him as well, business-wise. By studying him and his company. So what I did was I was able to find out that he where he used to work. Facebook tells it all. I was able to see where he was from. That way, I could build that rapport with the builder. Two, they are impressed when you can. When you go into a meeting and you are able to connect with them, even if you can't, it's you're selling. You're until you it's like faking it till you make it. So I was able to just find information on the builder. I found out that he had over 30 years of construction experience, and that sort of helped me to make the conversation less it was less intimidating. So as far as the conversation, some of the questions that he asked was, what made me get into, how long had I been into construction? How long had I been doing construction? What prompted me to do construction? He wanted to know my background as far as my work ethic. What am I currently doing? Why did I start doing what I do now, or as far as my current job? He started to test my knowledge. So that, when he started to test my knowledge as far as construction, because I don't have any, I don't have a construction background, I can't talk technical with him. I grabbed my notebook. I asked him if it was okay for me to take out my notebook and pen and take notes, and he was open to it. My advice is not to go in, so don't feel so intimidated. You're either going to get a yes or a no. It's not the end of the world. It is what it is. If you get a no, just keep going. Just reach out to the next builder. I did get a no. At the end of the meeting, the owner did say, unfortunately, he found it hard for us to be able to work together because he cannot talk technical with me as far as construction. And that's totally understandable. When he told me no, I just remained professional. I kept my smile. I thanked him for his time, and I don't know if his conscience kicked in, but he said, well, what we'll do is we'll try to take the first step in working together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over two floor plans, two drawings of two homes, and I'm going to email those over to you, and I want you to send me a bid back for drywall only. And when he sent me the email, not only did he want a bid for drywall, but he also wanted a bid for framing. So just, again, my advice is to just, number one, remain professional. Even if, because we're women, we are women, so when we, they already have this stereotype where if we hear no, we're going to roll our eyes, we're going to roll our neck, we're going to get sassy, we're going to go into our diva ways. No, we need to remain professional when we get a no, and keep our chins up and keep walking on to the next builder, because that sometimes they already know going in that they need us. They just want to see if we're professional or not, if they can do business with us. So that's my advice, just to be professional. Know that they already have stereotypes. They already put stereotypes on us. And then just make sure you remain confident. That's my advice from my meeting with the builder that I had Thursday.
Let me ask you a question. Now, because you gave great pointers as far as for the next person going into a meeting with the builder or with anyone that they're going to contract with, if you had to take anything away from that, or what would you do different going into the next meeting based on this meeting? And I know there's probably many things, but what is something that sticks out with you that you would do differently?
I wish I could speak technical with the builder, but I can't do it overnight. I can't learn all the information. I can't know construction inside out. I can't, that's me putting all, like, a lot of pressure on myself. Like, I wish I could speak technical with him. Like he said, he before he hands me a $60,000 check, he needs to be sure that the person he's handing the check to he can speak technical with, that they understand what he needs done because he's paying for the product, which is my team. So, I wish I could speak technical with any builder, but that's been my homework. I've been looking at, just YouTube, trying to just increase my knowledge as far as construction. That's what I would do different for my next meeting. Just try to learn more terminology so I can have a better understanding of construction. It should the builder ask me questions that I can't answer, at least I'm more prepared to speak technical with the builder. So.
And one, I guess one point of advice that I would share with that, I wouldn't tell you not to, if that's your choice, to learn as much as you can. But I wouldn't want you to overwhelm yourself in trying to crash course, learn it all, and just be able to speak verbatim everything that they're expecting or whatever you think they may ask. But I would say being able to present, when you present yourself to them, letting them know that you're the administrative voice for your business. You're basically there to have your business put in position for a contract, for a bid, and you are the administrative side of that. And with that said, there may be, as far as anything that they present to you, you may have to take it back to your team. And you can say that. I mean, whatever you need to say so that you don't feel that, well, I don't know what to say. But understanding that you walked into this one and you were able to hold your ground, you were able to stay professional and confident. Confident is very important, just like you stated, because you can't let them see you sweat. And you said it, fake it till you make it. That's not a bad thing, especially like you said, in this dominant, male dominant environment that we're in. So just being able to, again, present yourself as administrator, and my role is primarily to put my qualified workers in your job that you need, and my qualified skill workers. I mean, you can push that as much as possible. So making yourself well versed of certain things is very good, but just don't feel that you've got to, self-educate yourself and overwhelm yourself in that.
Yes, ma'am.
And just let me know if I know you need to step away for a few minutes, but I would like to ask more questions, but you let me know. I don't want to hold your time, so.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Mr. You go ahead.
Okay. Now, I want to go all the way back to when you first started. You stated one of the things that I shared with the team, the group, in some previous calls was you basically found this builder by just driving by the property. And
Yes.
that's something that I've been stressing as well. As you're in your community, as you drive by, you start seeing, houses go up, complexes go up. You start to recognize, oh, that could be my, a project for my business. So you recognize that. And you also said that you started taking pictures. That's a very good resource as well, because now you have phases. You're understanding the different phases of what you're seeing. And in doing that, back to what we stated about critical stages, knowing that if you go by that property and the foundation is poured, being able to understand what the next stage is. So when you go in and have that conversation, you can be able to say, I see that you're working on this property at this address, and at this, you're almost ready for framers. I'm here to be for framing. Now, another key point that you mentioned was your demeanor didn't change when the answer was no. And because of that, he saw that. He saw the confidence in you. He saw the professionalism in you. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna see what she really has. So that's why there was a no. And then he came back and said, okay, let's see what you got. Let's see what happens. So that was very good. And even your very first meeting is always a learning experience. So again, like she mentioned, you'll get the yes, you'll get the no, but just do not lose your confidence. Walk in there with the confidence of knowing my main goal is to get a bid, get a contract for my workers, for my business, and that's my main goal, my main focus, no matter who is sitting behind that desk. If you could share with any of us, with all of us, as far as the homework, how important it is to be able to, and you spoke of this, being able to find out who you're going to talk to. That is very important.
You mean with the
material? You're fine.
You mean with you mean with the builder?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just being able to do that extra legwork too.
I just research. Google will be your best friend. You just research, like with development, most developments, they already have marketing up as far as like a flag with a phone number on there, or brochures of the layout. They'll already have something. You just gotta get, if you have to go through three people to get to the person you need to speak to, then you just have to jump through three hoops to get to the builder. So it's just a matter of, sometimes it's just a matter of Googling the information you got when you stopped by the new development. If you was driving past and you stopped by and you got a brochure or a booklet, it's a matter of just doing your, like an hour worth of homework. It's just that simple. All you're doing is you're just Googling you're Googling the property, who the founder is, or the builder, the owner, or it might even be the assistant's office. She can give you a number. She'll be able to provide you a number of the person you need to reach out to or the person you need to contact. So sometimes it's just a matter of just you doing your homework for an hour. It didn't take me that long, but I mean, sometimes that'll be the case. It's just a matter of you just reaching the right person to get to reaching the one person to get to the right person, or it might be three people, but you'll get there. And a lot of times the owners, they'll just pop up online anyway. So, and everyone's on Facebook. So to build a rapport, at least knowing where they're from, maybe a lot of times where people are from, like especially male builders, this man is from Philadelphia, so I knew he would probably be an Eagles fan. So I just, we started talking about, football as we're walking away from the table. We started talking about football. So it's just building a rapport. And sometimes it is just that special meeting with you might be the reason. Sometimes they might be indecisive who to go with as far as a bid. But that special meeting with you, he's going to remember. That might be his, the reason why they decided to go with you. So just building a rapport, that's important. So.
And I'm glad you mentioned, basically that in conversation, that small talk, because that also helps you when the conversation or when the questions get to a point where you're not sure what to answer or what to say, then being able to basically redirect the conversation or being able to take back control of the conversation. And I'm not saying go in there and dominate and be, you know, talking over them. No. But if your goal is to go in there to bid for a contract for your business with their company, and you all, and so the conversation starts talking about, well, how many times you've been married? Are you married? How many children you have? If it starts going that way, you can easily not answer if you choose to, or choose to answer, and then you grab hold of the conversation. The reason for that is your main purpose. Just keep that in front of you. The main purpose for me being here is business. Business is separate from personal. So if they start getting into personal with you, and you, especially if you don't feel comfortable answering personal questions, you can change the conversation. But my point to you all is that basically if you're in that conversation or if you're in that meeting, your goal is to talk business. And if it doesn't go with business, then you can redirect the conversation. Hope that makes sense. And also, the questions that they ask or in the communication in that meeting, they're basically wanting to make sure, just like you stated, that they have the successful workers or the skill set that are actually going to put this property together, because it's not going to be your company and your crew's name that goes on this building. It's going to be his name. So he has to vouch for every crew, every phase of construction that goes on. So everybody that he brings in to do a different phase, he got to make sure that they are who they say they are. So he's got to qualify you. Basically, if you remember, when we went through actually placing ads and getting responses from those applicants, we basically went through to qualify them and then to further qualify them. Well, that's basically what that builder is doing when you're sitting there in front of him. He want to make sure, first of all, you know what you're talking about, and then you're going to be out here working on the property that I have. Okay, I need to make sure that those same qualifying questions that we ask those laborers, that's kind of the same questions he's going to be asking you. So again, I commend you for wanting to learn more to get to be able to be well versed, but just know that the same homework that you do to prepare yourself for this meeting, he already has a checklist in mind that he's going to go through with the person that's sitting across from him trying to contract. And like you stated, it could be a matter of you coming in with a contract and then someone else around the corner who just bid it for that same contract. But based on how the rapport was with you, of the two of you during your meeting, that could be the toss-up. And he says, you know what, I'm going with her company. So you're right. It makes a difference. First impression, that lasting impression, how you handle yourself. Even as you're leaving and they told you no, being able to give them your business card, being able to give them your contacts. Well, I understand that you don't need our services at this time, but take this for future. Because, again, once these builders are building properties back-to-back and they have a crew that's satisfied for that particular property, then they're going to need additional work. So, again, maybe they tell you no this time, but based on the way you handled yourself, and they have your contact information, and they get into a crunch time, that critical time that I keep talking about, and they need somebody. They need a framing crew. They need a drywall crew. Then they're going to reach into their Rolodex and reach into their phone and pull up your information and say, okay, I remember I had that conversation. Yes, they've got crews. Let's reach out to them and see what they've got. So it's not going to always be a yes. It's not going to always be a no. And there, you might even get some maybes in there. But the fact is, doing your homework, doing the research, driving by these properties, getting builder information, researching that builder's information, setting up an interview with them. And one thing that you shared that was very important as well is when you make that call of the number that's on that site, that may not be directly to that builder or to that general contractor. You may get an assistant, or you may get 2-3 levels of assistance, just like you stated. But don't stop there. Get to the person that you're needing to talk to that's going to make the difference of bridging your workers to their project. So it's very important that you do that. Again, I commend you for taking the leap and walking into this meeting. And like you said, I'm not well versed in construction. I don't know the terminology. I don't know these things. But that did not stop you from doing your homework and moving forward and getting this done. And if I understand correctly, you do have some additional meetings that are scheduled, or you're working on with basically the same process. Is that you want to share on that, any?
Yes, ma'am. It's I'm just waiting for the follow up, but my next meeting is with a company. They are based out of Cary, I believe, and these builders, they are a duo of women. So this meeting is going to be interesting because they're women. So I haven't received the I don't know what day I'll be able to meet with them, but I have reached out to them. I'm just waiting for them to follow back up with me.
Okay. Well, again, I commend you. I applaud you for moving forward and taking that leap to actually make the contact, make the communication, make the meetings, you know, setting them up, waiting for follow-up. That's the start. Again, we got to start somewhere. So, again, thank you for doing that and being able to share that with the group and with the team. And I'll share from it. For example, I actually had an opportunity to talk to two separate builders. And the very first one that I talked to, you know, he found my information when I did a blanket email out to a builders association. And he found my information, and he responded. And he basically took me through, you know, construction 101 as far as the questions he asked. You know, how many years you've been in construction, and how long have you been in this role? How long has your business been? So he went through all of that information. And one thing that, if I can't stress it enough, is when you're contacting these builders, these homeowners, whoever it is that is needing work done on a project, when you're contacting them, if they're in a critical stage of needing the job done, they won't have to take you through construction 101 from A to Z. Yes, they're going to have to know that you are who you say you are. Yes, they're going to have to know that the crew that's going to be on their site can do the job. They are skilled and they are qualified. They're going to have to know those things. But there's certain questions or certain things that will not even come up in the conversation. And the reason I say that is because that was builder number one. He went through all of this information, and by the end of the call, I didn't meet him face-to-face. We actually were on the phone. And by the end of the call, he basically gave me a note and said, you know, well, at this time, I don't feel that there isn't anything or any jobs at this current time that I will be able to offer to you for bids, is what he said. So I left it at that, and I, you know, gave him my information. I said, well, you have, you know, take my information, and then if something comes up, you call me later. And I left it at that. Like you said, stay confident. You know, I didn't get upset, and even though his questioning went off on a very deep end from the business, I didn't, you know, I continued to talk with him. Now, on the flip side of that, I had another builder that called who was in a critical stage. He was at the point of building a home, a single-family home, and he was within the contracts, and they had already laid the foundation, and he was in the need of framers. And at that time, when he reached out to me, he stated in the area that he was at, he wasn't able to find an available framing crew. So at that time, he needed framers. So he didn't go through all of these personal, deep, you know, dark questions with me, but it basically was, you know, my business, my crew, my qualifications, certain things that he knew he needed for those framers. Well, with that, I did get an opportunity. I did get specs for the property. I did have an opportunity to bid for that property. And just remember, as I stated before, critical stages, every stage, they're building onto the next. So once one is finished, they're going right into the next stage. Well, my bid went for framing, and I shared this briefly with you all before. I bid it for the framing job. However, another crew came in and bid it over me because they bid it for the framing and the drywall. So he got two basically for the price of one, you know, not necessarily, but a little less, because he was able to get both of those phases done, and they were able to shave off some of the costs on probably one or both. So it saved him some, plus he got two phases taken care of and didn't have to worry about trying to crunch and scrimp to get the next stage. So with that, there was a lesson learned. Lesson was, yes, I got a yes. Secondly, there is opportunity to bid for more than one. And then Juan actually shared with that as well. The bid that she's working on putting together a quote for is not just for one, it's for two phases. So the opportunity is there, but again, every meeting, every conversation is going to be a different level. You're going to get a different response. You're going to get a different outcome. You'll learn a new lesson every time. That's why I continue to say this is a journey, because on your journey, you find different paths, you find different things, different tools, different resources that help you along the way. So I'm excited about where we are with the calls and with the information that is being shared. So I would just advise you all to continue to move forward, to continue to keep cranking and grinding at your own pace, like I stressed last week, because there are no deadlines that we are setting for you. These are at your own pace and at your own goals and deadlines. So, like always, I will be able to share the recording from tonight's call. And as we go forward, if there are others who have experiences and going through the journey, would like to share. I know that you all are still receiving your responses for your laborers. So as you receive those responses, as you continue to qualify them, you continue to move forward with getting projects. Again, once you come on the call, if there's information you would like to share, please let me know prior to the call, because I don't want to impose on you during the call and you're not prepared to talk. I would like to say that I am considering scaling the calls back. We have been doing weekly calls, and I've basically gotten you all the initial steps in getting to this point of where you are trying to work with the builders. So it's possible that beginning November, we'll probably continue out the month of October. Beginning November, we may do every other week for meetings. That way it gives you one Wednesday back every other week. And we can continue to network. We can continue to communicate through email, text, messaging, calling. We will continue that. However, if you choose to continue to do it weekly, just let me know. But right now, because all of the initial stages and steps have been provided, at this point, it's just your time to branch out and continue to work those stages to get your family business up and running and moving forward. But I'm still here. So again, even if we don't do a weekly call and it changes to every 2 weeks, I will still be here. Again, through email, through text, or through voice, just call me, text me, message me, and we can continue to correspond that way. Are there any other comments or questions for tonight's call? Anything at all? Anything you want to share? All right. From tonight's call, I will be sending back out the link to the recording, and also I'm going to send you a list of the phases. I've talked about the phases. I've kind of skipped around on listing those phases of properties that are being built. And I'm going to send you a list, that list to kind of show you what I've been mentioning. And you can go out online with this list and start looking at pictures or YouTube at these phases, and you can kind of you'll start understanding as you're driving by these properties, you'll see these stages, then you'll know, okay, if they're at this stage, then this is the next stage. It's a progressive list, so it'll show you step one or phase one of the property. So you'll be able to see the different phases. I also have scripting for when you're talking with builders or contracts. And again, it's just a template. So I will get that together for you hopefully before the end of the week and get that back out. If there's anything else that you would like to see or you would like examples or templates for and I haven't already provided, just again, reach back out to me, let me know, and I'll put those together for you. But like I stated previously, this is your business. So you can actually do whatever works for you in your state, your city, your county. It may be different for what works for me. So I'm only here to provide you a template or a tool or a resource, but you may find something that works differently, either better or worse, so that those are things that I want you also to come back and be able to share with the group so that we can see how it worked for you. With that being said, that's all that I have to share for tonight. I just wanted to stress the critical stages, being able to reach out to the builders, the homeowners, the landlords, whether it's for rent ready or whether it's for building contracts within those phases, whatever the case may be. The critical stage is basically calling them when they need you, being able to understand when that is. Because like I shared with my first call that I had for a builder, he stated he didn't have any projects that were going on at the time. So he really did not need me. But my second caller, he was in that critical stage. So understanding when they need you. So you will come across those phases and you will be able to contact those builders. Based on the information that was shared tonight, hopefully you'll take notes from that. And just know, no matter whether the builder is male or female, whoever it is sitting across in front of you, they had their company for 1 year or 100 years, you are going in with the confidence that while I'm here promoting my services for my business and for my workers, to put my family business to work with a contract with your company. And let that be the first thing you state when you go in there. You know, like, how can I help you? I am here to contract with you and your company to help you to that next level. And then you go from there. But you walk in there with your confidence. But if you go in already knowing, well, I'm not going to get it or I'm not going to know what to say, then guess what? You're not going to know what to say, and you're not going to get it. So let's just put on that positive mindset and know that this is going to be for me. And again, at the end of the conversation, if it turns out to be a no, it's still not a loss because you can leave your information for a possible callback. Or once you go through listings of all builders and all sites as you're going through, then after 50 calls to other people in 6 months' time, then you go back to builder number one. Hi, we met in January. I was just calling just to see if you had any available projects, and we're here to help. Or you see their name go up on a subdivision that's just starting, and you know what phase that is or what phase is coming up, then you call them back. Hey, we talked in January, and I see that you're in the process of laying the foundation. Oh, I see you're in the process of framing. And I just wanted to bid for one of your contracts. So you make the contact. You do the homework. You do the communications. This is your business, your goal, your success. But I'm here to help. I'm here to assist, to walk you through whatever I can to help you. All right, well, if there are no questions or comments, I'm going to give you all about 10 minutes back into your night, and I'm going to let you go for the evening. and look forward to emails coming from me with the recording from tonight with some additional notes and also next week's call. And I'll see you then. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.